Jay Ratliff joins us now from daytradefund.com to take a look at what's happening with the market and our money, of course. Jay, welcome in. Merry Christmas to you, brother.
And to you as well, and I appreciate you saying Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. So we know Biden's policies. There's not been really one that I'm going, yeah, you know, he's actually doing something good here. I honestly asked my Democratic friends, please tell me one thing that you like about what's happening here, and it's like crickets. So, I mean, we all know the economy is struggling right now. The inflation, is right there in our face, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better at this point. But the market really doesn't seem to be, that worried about this whole inflation thing. But it is messing with the president's approval rating. But why is it not affecting the market? Because I would think that consumer confidence would affect the market.
Well, you know, one of the things
or lack thereof of confidence.
Exactly. And you and I have discussed for years, JT, that there's a disconnect between Main Street and Wall Street. And normally one isn't reflective of the other. And when you look at the stock market going up and up and up, you're thinking, wait a minute, there's no worries for inflation. But when you talk to the man on the street, and recent polls showed, I think, 68% of people disapprove with the way the administration was handling inflation, it's obvious that is on the minds of many Americans across the country. And when you're seeing inflation at the highest rate it's ever been in decades, you see inflation in Europe, you see inflation here, it's obvious that things are going up, and yet Wall Street hasn't really reacted. The question is, when's it going to happen? When's reality going to catch up with Wall Street? And I suspect it's going to be sooner than later. We've seen in December some periods of some increased volatility where we've seen investors start to get worried. And I think really one of the pieces to the puzzle is going to come in today. Today the Fed finishes up their two-day meeting. And one of the things investors are going to be looking at is, will the Fed, after looking at everything that's going on as they try to desperately stay ahead of inflation, will they say it's going to be time sooner than later for interest rate hikes? And will they do that in the early part of next year instead of the middle or the end? So there's going to be a great deal of attention paid to Chairman Powell when he makes his remarks following their two-day meeting. It was yesterday and then today, to see if they're going to make any adjustments as they move forward.
What are your thoughts? Do you think there will be a bit of an adjustment by the Fed?
I do. And I think that's going to send the message that the inflation is becoming more and more of a concern. I really thought inflation was going to start to rear its head in February, March, and April, and it didn't. It just kept getting pushed back and back and back. And, of course, you have a great number of investors who don't understand how the market's going to react during a time of inflation or even hyperinflation. And the Fed knows if they get behind behind inflation, you can't catch up. So they're doing everything they can to try to keep things in a state of kind of a controlled calm, if you will. And so far, it has been working. But that's that could change quickly as people start taking some of their profits off the table before the end of the tax year this month. And, of course, if you have a lot of people on the sidelines who grow more worried, then the selling could continue, and that's when things get to be very, very interesting. I'm not looking for a Santa rally where the market's going to increase between now and the end of the year like we typically have each and every year, because we have a different set of dynamics in place right now.
You know, Jay, a lot of people are thinking that, the market will soon see a sharp decline. So folks listening, what should they be concerned about? What should they be thinking about? What should they do in lieu of those thoughts?
Well, a very long answer you can find on my Day Trade Fund website on my success blog. I talked about just that, if the market does see a correction or worse than that as far as how to proceed. But first of all, just recognize if you're a long-term investor, these things happen. And the thing you don't want to do is let emotion take over and panic and sell. Because as the market dips, if you have cash on the sidelines, if you have a few key stocks you really like, and you have picked predetermined specific entry points that may be 10, 15, even 20% lower in price, set up those orders so that you've got them in place with the cash you have on the sidelines. So if there is a sharp drop in the market, you're in a position to cash in. Now, here's the problem. A lot of people say, gee, I'll buy this stock if it drops 20%. Well, the stock does drop 20%. But then they're worried, oh, it could go 25 or 30%. So let me hold off on buying. And they keep backing up. And before you know it, the market shoots back up and they've lost out on a perfect buying opportunity. Do what Warren Buffett does. He has a ton of cash on the sidelines. He's waiting for stocks to go on sale. He knows exactly where he's going to buy it. It's a checklist that he follows. That's what people did when the market dipped under 20,000 during the pandemic, and it really paid off well. If you're prepared, it's something that you don't worry about when it happens.
Right. And in keeping your emotions in check, toughest thing for a lot of folks to do.
Well, right now people are buying stocks that are overvalued. And once this correction happens, and it will, that's when they sell. So they're buying high and selling low, which is the exact opposite of what you should be doing.
Yeah. All right, Jay Ratliff, excellent. I appreciate you. Thanks for your input this morning. Daytradefund.com. Check it out.